T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, you hear that song, you know what it is. America's Heartthrob, Little Nate X, Barstool Nate, Eric Nathan joining us on the BetQL guest line. Nate Dogg, what the hell is going on?
Boys, I was told you had a new nickname for me, and I said, well, you guys gave me one last week, and now we're just, I guess, adding on, like, just nickname after nickname. It's going to take 3 minutes to introduce me by this time next year.
I mean, the more the better. Tell us about your love life and your new dating series and everything going on, man. We're happy for you. We're proud of you. You know.
No, you don't have to be either of those for me. I guess you're referring to a video that we put out, speed dating. It's like speed dating, but I had people in my ear telling me what depraved things to say to these delightful young ladies, and the video is up, and it is. I don't even know how to describe it. It's something else. It's something.
You're going to have to explain more for me. I've watched it, but you got to explain what the hell you're talking about to B, Mitch.
All right, B. So we brought in some young ladies into the office, and we did speed dating, but I had headphones on. I mean, she did as well, and so it looked like we were doing a podcast, but she didn't know, the ladies didn't know that co-workers were in my ears telling me what to say, and so it's just chaotic and disgusting and every adjective in between. It's a great watch.
You have texted me in the past, like if I post a picture of my family or something, and you're like, oh, I need to find true love, right? And I think somewhere in your crazy little brain you mean it. But this wasn't even an attempt at true love. This was just content. Is that accurate?
That's accurate. Except, like, I think there was a little part of everybody was like, what if this actually works? But no, it did not work whatsoever. there was no love found, unfortunately.
Is that going to the silent parties where everybody have on the headset, in a sense, and they're listening to their own little music? Does the young lady have on headphones, too?
Yeah, but that was just for continuity, so they didn't know that I had people in my ear telling me.
Well, suppose the person that you're nating has somebody talking to them too.
Well, hey, you got to watch the video to find out, B. Mitch. How about that?
All right, we have plugged.
I'm an expert at dating,
series.
Man. I don't think I need your help. I'm joking.
I'd like to see this done with B. Mitch in your ear, Nate.
Nah, he don't want that.
No, I don't want that.
Might actually fall in love.
No, he's not.
Might actually poach some eggs. Anyway, let's get down to business, Nate Dogg. I'm down at the annual meeting in Orlando. Adam Peters spoke yesterday. Dan Quinn spoke today. You've seen the reports of various quarterback affiliations. I've talked to both of these men in the last 24 hours. I firmly don't believe they have their finalized draft board yet. They still have to go to 2 pro days this week. I do think they probably have a pretty good idea what direction they're leaning, but where do you land on that? You think it's a done deal? Like, are you going to live and die over every report over the next month until we get to Detroit on draft night?
I'd say I love this stuff. I love the rumors and the whispers and the leaks and the fake leaks and, you know, just the I don't even know what to call it, the game theory, the whatever you want to call it, the mind games and the leveling wars. I find it very fun to follow. you know, you hear the Patriots want JJ at three, so then you start hearing Washington wants JJ at three, and then you're trying to leverage the Pats to trade up, you know, one pick, and we still get who we want by swapping picks with them. I love this stuff. It puts my brain in a pretzel. I think it puts everybody's brain in a pretzel because we really have no idea which now of the three quarterbacks Washington wants. And this happens every year. You hear whispers of quarterbacks, you know, jumping way up into the draft. And sometimes, like Trubisky, they do end up going very high. And then if you remember, like Malik Willis, at some point people were like, that could be the number one pick, and he's the worst quarterback to ever play quarterback. So I love it. I buy into all of it. It intrigues me a ton. It's a good way to waste the month leading up to the draft, is playing the guessing game of who's going to go where and who do, you know, what team likes which quarterback more. I live for it. And honestly, I have zero idea now which way they're leaning. If they know, they're doing a great job of hiding it. If they don't know, I sure hope they figure it out soon. I have no read on it whatsoever, though.
New era of lying season. That's all it is.
Oh, it's the best.
Because, I mean, listen, every time you start going one direction, you can bet your ass that they're going to come out with another thing going completely the opposite way. And I don't think the people that are putting out a lot of stuff talk to either one of those people, Adam or Dan.
Oh, of course not. No. It's all just hidden sources and whispers and this and that. And then there's always the chance that teams could trade up. We know the Broncos, maybe they're sniffing around. Maybe they want to trade up. So I find it fascinating. Then there's always Marvin Harrison Jr., who is just like a wild card in this entire thing. What if a team just falls in love with him and they want to jump up? I love it. I would like to stay at two and just take whoever they think is the best guy at two. But you never know. If the Pats come calling it, if we sell this JJ news and the Pats really want JJ and we pick up extra draft equity by moving down one slot and still getting our guy, let's do it. But again, I love the guessing games. I love all of it. It keeps me, I read more about these quarterbacks than ever around this time of the year. And I can't figure it out. I can't make heads or tails of who they want.
Do you really think that people, because of the reports that are out there, that the people inside a building really let that sway them?
They can definitely use it as leverage. I don't know if it sways them, but if you can get a GM to bite on a rumor and be like, yeah, that one's true, and lie to them, it's like playing a game of poker. You know, you're just hoping that your bluff gets through. You're hoping that people buy the bluff. And if they buy the bluff, you pick up a draft pick. And if they don't, you still get your guy at number two. So you're kind of winning regardless. You just have to hope that you can, you know, be that smooth talker and that great poker player and get someone to bite.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the BetQL guest line. Make sure if you are a single woman, you hit him up because he's got a dating show now.
How many single women do you think listen to this show?
That's a lot of them.
Beeman says there's a lot of them.
When you have two good-looking men on the show, bro, hey, they don't jump on that.
Boom.
That's a good point. Landfill and JP, very good-looking dude.
Nate, I don't care if you give me any compliments because I'm not looking for yours, believe me, buddy.
All right, that's fair.
Why you got a dating show because you can't Nate.
I should have just been in the NFL instead, okay? I get it.
It would have been a lot easier to find love, Nate, if you played in the
NFL. I chose Blogger over NFL. I had two options. I chose Blogger. All right, hand up.
I want to talk Caps, but I want to do one more on the Skins. What do you think of the rise of J.J. McCarthy? I listened to Jim Harbaugh's availability the other day, and granted, you know, he's kind of hyping his guy, but I also heard enough from people when microphones weren't on that people are legit really impressed by the kid.
Yeah, he's I think it's cool. I don't know what to make of it either, because, you know, Harbaugh's obviously gonna have his guys back, and that carries a lot of water and a lot of weight, and it's like, to me at least, but it seems like his pro day was the best pro day that people have ever seen. It seems like people are loving everything about him. Like, just, you're not reading one bad thing about anything pre-draft. And again, I buy all the hype. You know, I'll put anybody in the Hall of Fame after seeing one good throw. If you hit the goalpost from your knees, like throw it 80 yards, I put you in the Hall of Fame immediately. So, yeah, it's kind of like Will Levis last year. A lot of pre-draft hype. And then what's unfortunate is when this happens and the guy goes to the green room at the draft and he flips. That's always very sad. But, yeah, I'm buying the hype for JJ. We watched him at Michigan. You know, he played great. He can make throws. He looks poised. He looks accurate. He has arm strength. He has everything you want in a QB. It's just, yeah, it's been fun and a wild ride to watch basically three QBs battle it out for who QB2 is. And to reiterate, I have no idea who it is. Like, each QB is unique and different and talented, and I don't know who the actual guy is. And hopefully Adam Peters does, because we have a lot riding on who he takes after Caleb goes number one.
Good luck with the dating. I hope you find love.
Thanks. Love you guys.
Take care, buddy.
That's our boy, Eric Nathan, Little Nate X. American heartthrob, Barcel Nate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.